The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Portions of this edition of the Don Kroah Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Kroah Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to another hour of the Don Kroah Show on this fine Friday afternoon, heading into a weekend, Father's Day weekend as well. Happy Father's Day coming up to all you fathers, you papas, you granddads, all the rest of you. Frederick in Gaithersburg, thank you, my friend, for that $50 gift that you called in to our campaign with Save the Children. That's how we get it done, folks. We really thank you for what you're doing. Want to feed as many children as we can in the ongoing school lunch program that isn't actually right now because of COVID-19. So anything you can give, our goal's a big one, $33,600. And we're a little over halfway. We're 51% of goal last I saw. And so if you can help us as others have, we welcome that. And the toll-free number to call with your gift, $100, $50, $25, $1,000. For example, a $1,000 gift, and I know many can't do that, but a $1,000 gift would provide an entire summer of food for a child. By that I mean breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the entire summer would be taken care of. Putting it this way as well, and I've got a couple of other things I want to get to, but if 17 of you listening right now, and I know not everyone can give this kind of gift, but many of you listening probably could. 17 of you giving a one-time $1,000 gift will help us meet that goal of $33,600. The remaining goal now is actually, I'm looking right now at these new figures from yesterday, $16,483. So 17 of you would put us actually a little bit over goal, obviously. 34 of you doing half of that. If 34 of you listening right now could say, hey, Don, I can't do the big figure of 1,000, but I could do 500. I mean, we had a gentleman who did, $450 a month for 12 months yesterday. And so if you can do some, and by the way, if you want to give that larger gift, you can certainly do it over 12 months. It will still get us where we need to be. 34 folks giving a $500 gift. 57 of you giving $300 one time, 85 of you giving $200 one-time gift, or 170, obviously. Well, actually, yeah, 170 will put us over goal. If 170 right now would call and give a $100 gift, we're done. Triple number to call, 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. One more time, 888-884-4836, or just go online to WAVA.com if you prefer to do it that way. Click on the Save the Children banner or just enter the keyword children. You can make your gift that way as well. In 2017, President Trump canceled his predecessor's order, we know, called DACA, to allow illegal immigrants to be brought into the United States before age 16. To apply for protection from being deported. And as you know, on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's move was, quote, arbitrary and capricious. when I first read that, I said, what do you call the executive order of Mr. Obama, who put the DACA program in place? But Courtney O'Brien is writing on at Town Hall on this. And on Thursday, SCOTUS ruled that Trump's move was arbitrary and capricious and that the DACA program would be upheld. Chief Justice Roberts, always a swing vote, swung in the direction of the court's four liberal justices. And in their ruling, the justices note that they did not rule on the merits of the case, but on the procedure that the Trump administration used to try to rescind DACA. As I understand it from earlier news today, the president and his administration already setting in motion actions to revisit this. But Clarence Thomas said DHS created DACA during the Obama administration without any statutory authorization and without going through the requisite rulemaking process. And so Justice Clarence Thomas says, as a result, the program itself was unlawful from its very inception. Yet, he says, under the auspices of today's decision, administrations can bind their successors by unlawfully adopting significant legal changes through executive branch agency memoranda. Today's decision must be recognized for what it is, an effort to avoid a politically controversial but legally correct decision. So we'll get back to that with more, have some experts on as well to talk about it in days ahead. Another quick story, a student organization at Cornell Law School has encouraged their peers to not take courses from a professor who garnered controversy for his daring to criticize Black Lives Matter as a movement. Cornell Black Law Students Association posted a letter to the law school community on Facebook on Monday calling on students to not take courses by Professor William A. Jacobson. According to the letter, Jacobson has engaged in, quote, anti-black rhetoric, close quote, by claiming that the movement was, again, quoting, Marxist in nature and, again, quoting, wanted to tear down our society. This is a clear attempt to red bait black activists with McCarthyist rhetoric while refusing to acknowledge the tangible harm caused by structural racism and oppression, stated the BLSA in the letter. And there's more. You can check this out. Let's see. Yeah, Christian Post story. You want to check it out at christianpost.com. And one more. This is sort of a breath of fresh air in all of this. Phil Vischer, many of you know him and love him as the creator of the popular animated Christian cartoon VeggieTales. Yeah. In fact, the voice, the legendary voice of Bob the Tomato, he's released another video addressing, this time, race, looking at U.S. history and past regulations that suppress the advancement of black Americans. Following the police-involved death of George Floyd, many Americans discussing, as we know, including on this show, the issues pertaining to race and debate of the systematic institutionalized racism that some see. So anyway, Vischer's made a video titled Race in America, available on Holy Post channel on YouTube. And he says, we need to talk about race. Why are people protesting? Why are people angry? Slavery ended 150 years ago. The civil rights movement 60 years ago. Racial discrimination illegal now. He said, heck, we even had a black president, so why are people still upset? And then he said, we're going to go through history and we're going to look at some data. And so that opens a 15-minute video. We'll leave it at that, but you can check it out for yourself. What was that address again, that YouTube address? Let me look at that real quickly. Yeah, Holy Post Channel on YouTube. All right. I still love when my then much younger son in his pre-adolescent years, 7-8 years old, running around, you know, singing, where's my hairbrush? And that was always a very sentimental moment to me because of my lack of follicle, whatever. You got it. Bald, I think is what, where'd that come from? That's what I'm looking for right there. Bald. Follically challenged. Said Farmer Brown, who's bald on top, I wish I could rotate the crop. Vermishade, that's out of the 50s, folks. That dates me as well. Those signs along the highways of America, many of you do remember them, I'm sure. Bald is beautiful, that was one of the monikers of years past. All right, I'm getting out of here for now. We'll be back with more.
Happen to be African American, but my middle name is McCurry because my great great grandfather was Irish. I can easily fit the stereotype of both the angry black man and the Irish temper. With my Native American blood, I could watch Armistead, Braveheart, then Dancing with Wolves, and walk out of my house with a shotgun. Kidding aside, though, I really understand temper. What helped me manage my temper was first understanding that anger is not bad in itself. Even Jesus got righteously angry. Ephesians 4:26 does not say, in your anger, you sin. Instead, it says, in your anger, do not sin. When righteousness is violated, it's healthy to feel anger. But how we handle this emotion is key. When I feel angry, I've learned to take a moment to first calm myself. Only after I'm in control of myself can I respond and not just react. I have to attack the problem and not the people.
We welcome you to visit us online at gracechurchva.org, where you can receive free downloads and view more about Dr. Greer and Grace Church. Again, that's gracechurchva.org.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
So I was doing yard work the other day, leaning over a prickly bush, holding a heavy pair of electric hedge trimmers, sweat dripping off of me, and thinking to myself, self, how is it that we've come to loving yard work so much? I think the answer is, aside from being outside in God's handiwork, we love yard work because we love the immediate results and the feeling we get when the job is done. It's Ryan, and at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, helping you with a refinance or cash out refinance is similar. A lot of people don't want to do it because they don't want the short-term sweat. But when you consider that rates are historically low, and when you consider that our company has a direct lender advantage, getting to use its own money within its own walls, and how that often leads to a better rate and monthly savings for you, the end feeling could definitely be worth it. Plus, we'll do most of the hard work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's NUHomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tom Rich Lee sent you.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Kroah Show. The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Well, with another Father's Day just ahead on the horizon this coming weekend, my guest this hour joins us to talk about the reality that, well, I'm quoting here, being a father can be overwhelming for anyone. But those who come from a broken family or grew up without a positive father figure in their life, they often find themselves feeling lost when it comes their turn to be a parent. So the question he asks and offers to answer for us is, how can we encourage dads this Father's Day to redeem fatherhood when it's been broken? Danny Huera is the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. He oversees Focus's initiatives, equip mothers and dads with biblical principles and counseling to raise healthy, resilient kids. And Danny, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, Don. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a privilege and honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you and anybody from Focus join us, and especially the work you're doing with parents. Talk, if you would, first about the unique role of a father in a child's life versus that of a mother, let's say, and why that's so important to a child's development.
Yeah, well, dads are uniquely positioned to bring a sense of strength, the physicality side of things that we see in dads sometimes, and they bring that in a, can bring that through a gentle approach to their kids. We've seen scientifically a tremendous amount of impact from dads, and it's been set up to have a unique contribution from moms and then a unique contribution from dads. And what's been found is that a dad that's engaged with his family will increase his child's academic scores, cognitive, so mental development, emotional intelligence in a child. From a Christian worldview, a spiritual development is also increased, a stronger faith, less likelihood. If a dad is engaged in biblical teaching in his home, there's a less likelihood that a child will leave the faith, especially if there's relationship, a relational connection built over time in the home, less likelihood of suicidal ideation, less likelihood of sexual promiscuity, sexual issues, internet pornography issues, social anxiety goes down, depression goes down. This is a key role that a dad plays in the home. What an opportunity for dads. They're like heroes in waiting for their family, and there are plenty of opportunities that they can engage in. And it's not about being a perfect dad or competing with the dads on Facebook or other places where they're doing these homemade slip and slides or all those types of things. It's really about relationship, opportunities to learn about your kids, observe your kids, and also learn from the mistakes that your own father made, and to provide what you're wanting to provide for your kids. You're getting to write that story of you playing the role of father in your children's lives, and it takes a lot of learning along the way, a lot of wisdom, a lot of humility, weak moments where you find strength through a Heavenly Father guiding you in that, and just some invitations of prayer and relationship with your kids, and invitations with a Heavenly Father to pray and really seek guidance from Him, because there are a lot of hurts and imperfections that we can receive along the way that make parenting a little bit more difficult for us.
Well, I'm sure you've addressed this in other conversations and probably your writings as well and so forth, but I remember years ago hearing of surveys done where we dads thought we spent a lot more one-on-one time with our kids than most of us ever did. In fact, as I recall, the statistics are pretty shocking how we overestimate the one-on-ones with kids. Talk about that, if you would, and if that's still the case, how we dads can really intentionally carve out some time, and it doesn't have to be big chunks of time, but I think kids are far more appreciative than we realize of just a slice of our day. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, even a slice of our attention. So it's just pausing and being connected in your observations of your child. I know my daughter, I have a 17-year-old son and a 15-year-old daughter, and when I stop my whole body, my mind, and I'm present with them, and I say, hey, how was your day? Or I love you, and I want you to know that with that intensity to show that I would give my life for you. I love you. That in itself is 2 seconds, and it means a ton to a child to know that there's a dad that's willing to do that for them. And I'll tell my son, hey, anytime you need to talk, I'm going to make myself available to you. Just know that. And sometimes, especially as teenagers, we need to make those bids for connection, those that come in and say, hey, I'd love to connect with you. When do you have time? Because I'd love to take the time to have maybe take a walk, maybe work out. Yesterday, my daughter said, hey, Dad, can we go for a run? And that's not my favorite, Don, but it hurts a lot. I really can't breathe. I go, well, honey, it's not really running with you. You're way ahead. And she goes, well, Dad, maybe we can run and then walk together and talk. I love that time. I say, oh, fantastic. Let's go do that. So find interest in what your kids are doing. My son loves woodworking. He's teaching me some things about woodworking. I didn't grow up with that with my dad. That just wasn't his skill set. And my son has learned some skills, and I'm going, man, help me learn. I'd love to do that with you. When we have young kids, they are pulling for attention. And sometimes we're like, wow, you know, I just would want a little bit of alone time. I got to do this and that. By the time they're teens, that bid for connection starts to go away and they have other connections. And so make sure you invest in responding to their bids as young kids, because then when you're bidding for their connection as teens, they're going to love it. They're going to want it. They're going to be used to it. And so those little investments, even little notes, Don, you can maybe just buy a little 88-cent notebook or something and put it at their spot and write a quote or a note or just say, hey, thankful for you today. And just have it there so you don't have to go out and buy cards. You can just have it at their spot, and it can be their special notebook that sometimes has a note from Dad when you maybe have to leave before they wake up or things like that. That's just a moment where they go, man, my dad took the time to do that. And it's not just a text that say, hey, I've grabbed a pen, put it on a piece of paper, and it's our special notebook. And they will keep that. And maybe they'll say, hey, Dad, can you have a notebook? I'd like to write in that for you as well. So it can be small things. It can be bigger things, outings, camping trips, fishing, taking walks. It's wide open. It's just a matter of finding those little invitations and stepping into them.
Talking with Dan Huera, Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus on the Family. Of course, you know their website is focusonthefamily.com. And Danny, what are some of the ways a dad who really didn't have a good role model for himself, got shortchanged, maybe no fault of his own, but he really doesn't have any sense of skill sets because they weren't handed down to him. How can he recover some of that lost ground and not just continue, you know, the cycle of a broken fatherhood?
Yes, it's first processing the pain that happened there, not ignoring it, not shoving it back, making sense of the emotion and response. And a lot of times it's anger. And so you want to get below the surface of that anger. What other emotion is there? And a lot of times it's hurt, abandonment, sadness, a lot of other emotions, and maybe just writing those out on a piece of paper and saying, these are the feelings I feel towards this. And I know we laugh at that with counselors, right? Hey, what are you feeling? Truly, feelings are signals to what our thoughts are. So you want to trace those back and say, well, I feel angry. Well, I feel angry at what? What's my thought? What was my expectation? Did I say my dad should have done this? Could I change it to my dad could have, and he didn't? So what am I going to do about it in my life, and how am I going to write the next chapter in my story? What am I going to do as a father instead of focusing on what I'm not going to do? What am I going to do in really taking ownership of the powerful role that has a lot of potential for superpower in your family of dad? And maybe looking at it as an opportunity to be a contributor in your family, a contributor in God's kingdom, rather than a consumer saying, hey, I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't get what I was supposed to get. I didn't get this or that from my dad. And that's a consumer approach in this world. And maybe it's a contributor. You go, man, my dad really missed out on some great superpower opportunities and invitations in our home and missed out on transformation. And maybe there's a sense of sorrow for that dad. And maybe there's a dad's dad that had issues. So now you're getting to break a cycle and a chain and give a giant gift to the family and the generations to come by saying, I want to be a dad that's loving, that brings gentleness, that brings the fruit of the Spirit to my home to transform it. And we become contributors in God's kingdom story in our community, in our neighborhood, in this world that so needs a light. And it can begin with the leadership of a dad. And that can also begin with his love towards his spouse and the way he serves his family. So if a dad, and I've had several of these come into the counseling office, if a dad says, well, my dad didn't do this, it begins with, I'm sorry that happened, so what are we going to do from here? Where do you go from here? And how does the helper, the Holy Spirit, come into that and help equip you to really begin to find wisdom and guidance from some people he's put along the way to maybe speak truth into you that are men that maybe are part of your movie, the rolling credits, and you haven't noticed that. Maybe it's time to write that down in a book and begin to reflect on those invitations God has had for you, but maybe through anger you've been blinded to, and now it's an opportunity to redeem that part of your story and create a new chapter. And how exciting is that? Maybe we need to title the new chapter and to begin to fuel you on what you can bring to the home and to the family. And as wives and children watch this, make sure you're encouraging, you're patient with that transformation. It's not going to be overnight. Make sure you're bringing in some positive moments of saying, hey, I'm noticing these things in you, Dad. I saw the superpower in you. You listened to me, or the superpower of teaching me something, or superpower of teaching me about God. Notice those. Let them know. As dads, we have plenty of critics, and a lot of times we need those encouragers. So make sure you lift those dads up as they're trying to do the best they can.
Great advice, great counsel, my friend. Thank you, Danny, very much. I'm sure it's going to prime the pump for some fathers even this weekend. God bless you, my friend. Thank you, and a happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
Thank you, Don. And anyone can go to focusonfamily.com/parenting. We have a lot there for dads as well and families. Thanks, Don.
Excellent. Danny Huera, Vice President, Parenting and Youth, Focus on the Family. Check it out, focusonthefamily.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-57-BIBLE. That's 844-57-BIBLE. 844-57-BIBLE.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention a social distancing scholarship. Hurry. This offer ends July 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's N-U-HomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
This Father's Day weekend, June 19th, comes a brand new film, Selfie Dad, available at salemnow.com. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction, and I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of reading the Bible.
Go to salemnow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. salemnow.com.
Hey, folks, I'd love to open the show on Monday and say, hey, the campaign's done. It's finished. It's over. But we know we still have a way to go. So if 17 of you between now and Monday could give a $1,000 gift, 34 of you who could give $500, or 57 who could give $300, 85 who could give $200, or 170 of you who could give a $100 gift to our Save the Children campaign, any combination of that's going to get it done. What do you say? Let's do it together. God bless you right now.
The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Henry Drummond said, "The words which all of us shall one day hear will sound not of theology, but of life, not of churches and saints, but of the hungry and the poor, not of creeds and doctrines, but of shelter and clothing, not of Bibles and prayer books, but of cups of cold water in the name of Christ." Wow. Jesus himself said it, you know. I'm sure many of you are aware of that. He said, there's no one who gives even a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet, but that person shall surely see his reward. And Scott Wilder, I've said, heaven keeps very good books.
Boy, it does. And I want to be on the right side of that. Not for the reward at some end of it all, but even for now. Statistics show us. I mean, I saw something the other day. It applies not at all to what we're talking about today. But I did see somebody was talking about doing good in these times of COVID-19, and they said statistics actually show that even if someone is made to give, they, like their boss makes them give money or something, they still were glad they did at the end. They still had this feeling they would not have had otherwise. So you can imagine, I know that, you know, we're told, you know, the Lord loves a cheerful giver, that we would not gritch and groan about it, but we would just say, oh, we want to do it. We give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. But I do think often when you think of these kids we're talking about on this COVID-19 emergency relief day of hope, these are children that it could be my kids, it could be my grandkids that are among the 30 million children in the U.S. that count on schools to provide their nutrition and and their education, but also nutrition. So when school is out and when summer school is canceled, you know, this is a tragic case for these kids, and that could be my kids. It could be my grandkids. And so we don't give out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. We see that, and we think, you know what? Lord, you've shown me love. I want to love. You've shown me mercy. I want to be merciful. You've been you've dispensed grace to me, so I want to be gracious to others. Today you can do that by providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for 10 days. That's $100 total. $300 can provide the same for one child for a month, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month. And $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. We need your assistance now. And I think I mentioned this before. When this is all over, and it will be over at some point, we don't know exactly when, we don't know exactly how, but at some point this COVID-19 lockdown, shutdown thing is going to be over. And when it is, I think what is going to last, what we will remember, is how we treated each other. What did we do, really specifically for each other, in times like this? You know, people love to say, we're all in this together. But do they mean we're just all going to complain about the same thing, or complain about not being able to get out, or can't go to restaurants, or need a haircut, or eating too much, or is that what we mean? Or, you know, I'm getting kind of cabin fever, getting kind of tired of staying around the house. It's like, is that what we mean by that? Or do we mean we have an opportunity to make a huge difference and look around and see who is in need of our assistance? Who can we help? Who is the most vulnerable at this time? And I think of the children, maybe two parents, maybe zero parents, could be living with a grandma. And they are on the school lunch program, the school breakfast program, and you are blessed. You know, if you're listening to me right now, simply because of where you are and who you are and when you are blessed. But we are not simply blessed so that it might flow to us. We are blessed so that it might flow through us. That God's blessings will continue to flow to us if we will allow them to flow through us. Because the blessings that he sends our way are not just evidence that he loves us, they are evidence that he trusts us. Trusts us to be his hands and feet, to be Jesus with skin on. That's what we have a chance to do together today. So it's not Don telling you. It's not me telling you. It's not Save the Children telling you. This is God himself. The very fact that you are blessed means that God trusts us. And let me tell you, I do believe this. If we won't allow those blessings to flow to us, to other people, or flow through us to other people, God will find somebody else that will. I really believe that.
I agree.
When God finds someone who will allow those blessings that he sends our way not to just flow to us, but to flow through us, he will continue those blessings. This is not that prosperity gospel nonsense, nothing like that. It's not naming and claiming. I'm just telling the way it works in God's world is he is actively looking for people just like, flawed people just like me and you, that can be used by him to pass on those blessings. The people he chooses not to bless the way he's chosen to bless me and you, he loves them just as much as he loves us. So we can't just say the blessings that come to us are evidence that God loves us. Yes, of course, that's true. But he loves other people that he hasn't chosen to bless that same way as much as he loves us. So that can't be the whole picture. It has to be more. It has to be not just that he loves us, but that he trusts us to allow them to flow through us, not just to flow to us. And so today, man, what a great opportunity. We'll say yes. Be a hand raiser for God. I'm not talking about the Baptist versus Pentecostal type hand raising. You could do that too. But I'm just saying, would you volunteer? Would you just say, me, Lord, I'll do it. I'll be a part of it today. I want to be a hand raiser for you. I want to volunteer. You can count on me. Your trust you've placed in me by delivering these blessings to me is well-founded, Lord, and I want to be your hands and feet. 888-884-4242. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us, with a desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charge may be higher for life of loan.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is the central theme of the new movie Return to the Hiding Place, a film about Corrie Ten Boom and her family's heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II, and about her secret army of teenagers. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Return to the hiding place at SalemNow.com. Promo code WAVA.
A man by the name of Robert Rottenmeier years ago wrote these words: "There are three kinds of giving, and Scott, you mentioned grudge giving. Well, he says that's one kind, grudge giving. Then he said there's duty giving, and then there's thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Grudge giving says I hate to. Duty giving says I ought to. Thanksgiving says I want to."
Mm.
He says the first comes from constraint, the second from a sense of obligation, the third from a full heart. "Nothing much," said he, "is conveyed in grudge giving, since the gift without the giver is bare. Something more happens in duty giving, but there's no song in it." And I remember that when I read that years ago, there's no song in it. Mm. In that kind of giving. But he said thanksgiving is an open gate into the love of God. Mm. And that's really what we're talking about. The giving out of a joyful heart. You mentioned it earlier. Paul said God loves a cheerful giver, mm-hmm. a hilarious giver, somebody whose emotions really are engaged. Mm. And they kind of use, you said earlier, they kind of, they're like the kid in class who knows the answer to the question. Mm-hmm. And he's waving his hand saying, "I've got it. I'll do it. Mm-hmm. I'll do it." And that's the kind of giving God loves.
You know, I have twin boys. They're now twin men, and they were very. They are both tremendous. Were tremendous. Are tremendous. Lord willing, will be always tremendous. This will sound like I'm sliding one over the other by telling you this story. I don't mean to do that, but it does point out the two different ways you can look at something. I remember one of my twin boys. If he got sick and did not go to school that day, he would say, "I got sick. So I got to stay home, and I didn't have to go to school." And the other one would say, "I got sick, and I had to stay home, and I didn't get to go to school."
Mm. So, yeah, there's a difference.
Very different way of viewing school. For one, it was like, hey, that's where my friends are, all my stuff. I don't want to get behind on my work. The other one was like, dude, I can't watch SportsCenter at school. I can only watch that at home. So very different perspectives. It's sort of the same way when we talk about giving.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, I guess I have to, like you were saying, grudge giving. But sometimes we really should understand, and I've said before that sort of like Dietrich Bonhoeffer in The Cost of Discipleship, he talks about cheap grace. And what he's saying is that we make God's grace cheap by not really understanding sin, and that sin separates us from God, and the consequence of sin and how painful that is for the Lord, and yet he still offers us grace. So we cheapen grace by lessening what actually what sin is. And I think in the same way, we cheapen our blessings by not really understanding how blessed we are. If we really understood how blessed we are, we would be compelled to share. I mean, if we could see us at a 30,000-foot level, we'd see from that vantage point, it would be immediately obvious to the most casual observer that we are so blessed. And then we would say, you know what? I have to. I have to be Jesus with skin on. I have to reach out and make a difference for somebody else. So today you get a chance to do that when you call toll-free 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or online at wava.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. Only about 10 minutes, 9 minutes left in this half hour. 30 million U.S. school children count on schools not just for education, but also for nutrition. And when school gets canceled, when summer school is canceled, they're in a bad place, and you can stand in the gap along with Save the Children, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day. $100 from you can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month. And $1,000, if you were so inclined, can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. Call right now. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or online at wava.com.
Achoo! Come on, are you kidding? This pollen is terrible. So now more than ever, you want a clean, healthy rug, free from pet stains, pollen, bacteria, and viruses. Right now, get 50% off Adeed Sanitize, Disinfect, and Antivirus Treatment. Also, Adeed has extended our 3-for-2 special. Clean two rugs, get the third rug clean free. And we have free curbside pickup and delivery. To learn more about Adeed's antivirus treatment and all the cleaning specials, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com. Remember, a clean home is a healthy home.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Don Crow here, talking with local expert realtor Christy Moore, and she's sharing some amazing statistics with me.
Don, a recent survey just came out stating 36% of Americans cry during their real estate transaction, and 1 in 5 admitted to crying 5 times or more. People consider selling their house just as stressful as going through a divorce or death in the family. That's exactly why we exist. We want to take that stress off your plate. Our team of experts are not only excellent at what they do, they also care. Our system is customized to your specific situation and designed to give you the certainty you need on what you're going to get for your home, when it will sell, and make sure it doesn't fall through. If you decide to take our advice, you will sell your house without the stress and hassles of traditional real estate companies.
Contact Christy Moore at 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Why not give her a call right now?
Practical Living with Dale O'Shields is heard Sunday mornings at 10 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
This Father's Day weekend, June 19th, comes a brand new film, Selfie Dad, available at SalemNow.com. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction, and I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of reading the Bible.
Go to SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. SalemNow.com.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. I want to just encourage you to tune in to our program every day. If you're struggling with some area, or someone you know is struggling in some area, and you'd like to be able to give them some good, godly advice, maybe we can help you with that here on New Life Live. We're right here on WAVA 105.1 at 1 p.m. It's part of Life-Changing Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll is heard weekday mornings at 6:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Making a difference for children who desperately need us right now, right here in our own country, through Save the Children. Your gift of $100 will change a child's life, secure food for that child for the next 10 days. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. $300 will do that for a month. $1,000 gift will take care of that child's needs. Again, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the entire summer. And we know right now that that is a desperate need, because some 30 million kids depend on the schools for their food each day. And we know the rest of the story because of COVID-19. Scott Wilder here with me to tell us really that this is strategic and it's urgent. It's right now, isn't it, Scott?
It is. And, you know, normally when I'm anywhere talking about Save the Children, and this is the first time I've ever had a chance to talk about Save the Children with you, Don, at WAVA. But normally when I'm talking about Save the Children, it's all about something happening in another country. And usually my area of experience with Save the Children is on severe acute malnutrition. I'm talking about where I'm in hospitals where children under the age of two are coming in, and they're not all even surviving a day. They really are on the brink of death. Now, that's still going on, obviously. We long to get back to that business, but every now and then, and of course that's still going on, but every now and then we have to take care of people right here. So when we have an opportunity, we have something like COVID-19 that occurs, it certainly is a disaster. Save the Children is on the ground in the United States at times of disaster and crisis, and so is making sure that these 30 million U.S. school children who are not getting the food they normally get at school for breakfast and lunch program, school canceled, so we've carried them all the way so far to right now, but now we have a whole, it turns out we have a whole summer ahead of us. The summer is ahead of us because summer school has been canceled. And so Save the Children is inviting you to be a part of this wonderful thing. Hopefully it's just a short-lived thing. Just let's just get them to September if we can. And maybe in September it all turns around. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? If September it's all turned around and we can go back to sort of some sense of normalcy, and these kids can go back to some sense of normalcy. You know, any kid in America or anywhere else in the world, but certainly in America, any child in America who is concerned about where they're going to get their next meal is not being allowed to be a child. That's just flat out the truth. And today you can let a kid be a kid for 10 days by providing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for them for 10 days for $100. Or give that kid a chance to feel like a kid for a whole month. Provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for a month for $300. Or all summer, probably more than they could ever hope or dream or imagine, is a whole summer knowing they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner thanks to you. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Call right now, please. On behalf of the school children who are in need here in the United States, I'm asking you to help us. Go to WAVA.com or call 888-884-4836.
You can do it now, folks, as we wrap up the hour. That's the number, 888-884-4836. Or just go to WAVA.com. You'll see the Save the Children banner. Click on that or enter the keyword children. Thank you so much for doing something right now. God bless you.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.